When Jesus arrived in Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. Bethany was situated only a few kilometers from Jerusalem, and many people had gone there to console Martha and Mary for the loss of their brother. When Martha found out that Jesus was about to arrive, she ran out to greet him, but Mary stayed home. Martha told Jesus, "Lord, if you would have only been here, my brother wouldn't have died." There are complicated situations in life, situations of situations where many times our mind is going to play bad tricks on us. Perhaps because the only thought that comes to us is, "God forgot about me," or "it's all over." There are times that God remains silent for a long time, and to understand this silence, we must learn to be patient. Patience is a virtue which this world lacks. It only comes from God. It's part of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and it is only in a communion, in a relationship with our Celestial Father, that we could learn how to operate under patience. Patience leads us to operate at the opportune time. Do you know that God has a time for everything? He is the owner of time, and he knows when to make all things happen. Often, we pray to God, and we want an immediate answer. And even the answer we get, we expect it to be what we want to hear. Many times, God will not work like this. In the contrary, sometimes what we expect is so limited, while God wants to give us much more. Our Father wants to give you much more than what you expect, but we need to learn how to be patient. But what happens when we are between the sword and the wall? When it appears that it's all over? I have a story for you right here. The story of three siblings who loved Jesus. They believed in him, and they had their hopes set on him. Nevertheless, the moment in which they needed him, according to their desires and according to their thoughts, which were telling them they needed him then, Jesus did not arrive. This is where we begin to be bombarded by our mind. When we cry out for help, and the only thing we receive from heaven is a long silence, what do we do in these moments? The Bible teaches that Jesus was preaching, and someone gives him the news that his friend Lazarus was sick, about to die. Perhaps this person who approached Jesus said to him, "You have to run fast because Lazarus is about to die, and Mary and Martha are looking for you because they believe you can cure him and lift him up." When Jesus heard this, he didn't take off running. He remained there and continued preaching up to the point where they told him Lazarus had died. Even when Lazarus died, he didn't take off running. I believe we would have done the opposite, right? If we are told that one of our relatives is sick, we would run to help him. Perhaps because we think this is a way to show our love. But God always has ways that we cannot understand. Ways of acting that many times we are not going to comprehend. But when he acts on them, he gets the result. The result that we needed. And he surprises us even more, giving more than what we expected. So is the Lord. So, after 4 days, Jesus arrives at that place. Only one of the sisters comes out to welcome him. I imagine both sisters with two different ways of thinking. Martha reacts by running out to receive Jesus. Mary remained home crying the loss of her brother. We do not all react to the harsh circumstances of life in the same way. Martha was more expressive. Could it be that Mary had many struggles in her mind, like, why should I run out to welcome him? If when we needed him the most, he didn't come. I meditate on this, and it goes around and around in my head. Martha, who was more expressive, ran out to welcome Jesus. And when Jesus saw her, Martha didn't say, "Welcome, I know that a miracle can occur." The only thing that came out of Martha's mouth was, "If you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." How many times we have complained to God, thinking that he has not arrived on time, thinking that he has been delayed. There are many stories in the Bible about individuals who had to learn patience, and to learn to know God is to understand that he is above time. We see situations from the physical point of view where it seems like hope is over and everything is all over. That is what our eyes see. But it's not what God is doing. God's power is supernatural. And what he does is beyond our capabilities or beyond our understanding. Hence, they could not understand why Jesus would arrive 4 days late. Wouldn't it have been easier to arrive on the same day, pray for Lazarus, so he would have been cured? Now he was dead, and he was not only dead. He was hidden in a grave. In a few words, they had already given up and were thinking that everything was all over. This usually happens. I believe we can identify ourselves with Mary and with Martha. Once our strength is gone, the only thing that is left is resignation. Often resignation leads us to feelings of guilt because we felt useless not being able to have done anything else. I don't know if you have ever felt like this, but it happens. I can also tell you about a man who, at a certain point in his life, thought that everything was over because he was old and he was not going to have an heir. Nevertheless, God gives him a promise, and when God gives you a promise, he's giving you a guarantee. When God is giving you a promise, he's giving you his word. He's giving you the guarantee that what he has told you will happen. This is the way it is. Everything that God says, it has signatures, because it either will happen, or is already happening, or it happened already. God is never going to say something which he will not fulfill, because he does not lie. The Bible says that he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to go back on what he said. The problem is that when God gives us a promise, he does not tell us when he's going to fulfill it, nor what the process will be like. And it is here when we become desperate. We think that time is running out, and we don't realize that he who gave us the promise knows when to deliver it, because he is the owner of time. I don't know if you can capture what I want to teach you through today's devotional. God is the owner of times, and His promises are fulfilled when He determines it so, above the impossible. He is the God of the impossible. Therefore, when Abraham reached old age, and in the natural, it seemed like he and his wife could not have children, the promise arrived, and together with the promise, the fulfillment of that promise arrived, just in time. I could continue talking to you about many other individuals to whom God gave them a word, but they had to wait, not when they wanted to see the answer, but when God so determined it. God's movement is not subjective to our hours, minutes, and seconds. I want to repeat this again. The way God works, His love, His movement, is not subjected to our hours, minutes, and seconds. He is the time. Thus, He is the only one that affects a reality. Tell me, who at the age of 99 can have not only one child, but more? Tell me, who can heal that one who is terminally ill, according to science, and who is told, go home, because there is nothing else we can do, or we can only hope for a miracle? Tell me who, with His word, separated the heavens from the earth. Tell me who was the one able to create us and made us such a perfect creation. It can only come from that big and almighty God of which I come to talk to you about today. I can tell you about a man who, after 37 or 38 years without being able to walk, paralyzed for an entire life, was visited by Jesus at that pond where he had lost many opportunities because practically life was passing him by, waiting there for the movement of the water so a miracle could occur for him. After 36 or 37 years, Jesus arrives. He arrived just in time to pick him up. Or about that blind man lying by the road, begging for money. When he knew that Jesus was around there, he knew that he was his last opportunity. I don't know how many years you have been suffering. I don't know how long you have been waiting. All I know is that when he comes into your life, you will realize that the way was worth it. And just like that woman with the blood flow who suffered for many years without being able to find an answer, when she found Jesus, she found her answer. And what do you say about that homebound woman? Life had already destined her to live that way. But when she had an encounter with Jesus, she recovered her normal state. Now, let's return to the story that we started with. A friend dead for 4 days. Tell me, what hope are you going to have then? Maybe if Lazarus would have died a few hours before, and they wouldn't have tucked him into the grave, if they wouldn't have waited for Jesus, because even after a few hours of having been dead, perhaps Jesus could have resurrected him, But they thought, a day went by, 2 days went by, wow, 3 days went by. Jesus had not arrived. And it is there where we think, he's not coming. And if he comes later, for what? This is what we think as human beings. But the Lord is so awesome that He always surprises us with things that we were never expecting, Therefore, my beloved friend, my beloved brother, who is listening to me through this devotional, Jesus arrived on the fourth day. Do you know why? Because he is life itself. There is health in him. Do you understand? There is life in him. There is salvation in him. Time does not operate on him. He operates over the time. Therefore, we need to learn to walk with assurance and confident that if we are in him, when he's in control, the impossible becomes possible. If you are losing your cool, I come to advise you today, take it easy. Take it easy. Do not despair. Do not react. Wait a little longer. Even after 4 days of having died, the giver of life told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if he's dead, will live. Martha, do you believe? And when Martha believed and removed the tombstone, he gave a word, and the one who was dead listened and came back to life. Father, you always arrive just in time. When we meditate in your word, Lord, it makes us understand that you are not only the owner of life, but also the owner of time. Everything, Lord, everything gravitates around you, always. You even have the last word over what doctors may say or over what our eyes are seeing. Today, I ask you to strengthen those who are losing their patience, who are at the point of throwing in the towel and say, I can't go on anymore. Who think that in their lives, everything is all over and that opportunities no longer exist. Who have experienced a long silence because they have cried out but have thought that heaven closed its ears to them. I ask you for them to be strengthened and have their hope and faith returned to them so they can remain in you, Lord. You have the power to make everything new. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation from a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. He sends you blessings.